It's Sunday, the 22nd of November, as Mrs. Blackbird flies over and cocks her head at me. Obviously. Now she's flew into the wee hanging bird feeder. It's just like a pet that does all it can to draw your attention. You need to feed it. Now she's flew down and she's tossing leaves about where I normally put some granola. If that's not like a child. It's 8 a.m. and after yesterday's really cold, -2, -3 at times day, but a beautiful day nonetheless. Very calm. Lovely winter's day. It's went back to milder, but not mild, just milder. And we had some drizzle late last night. It's dry now, but there's a stiff breeze blowing again. So we're on for another change. Oh. Didn't sleep too well last night. Didn't sleep too well. In and out of deep sleep, like a yo-yo. And I had a dream through the night that was not nice. It wasn't a horror, scary, personal thing, anything like that at all. It wasn't nice and anyway, we'll leave it at that. Thing is, I can't even fathom why I dreamt about that last night. It wasn't anything I'd seen relative or had spoken about relative or thought about relative. And I've never dreamt about doing that before. Oh, yeah. Anyway, no matter. Moving on. 22nd of November already. 22nd. So, we're going up to 9 o'clock mass this morning. The reason being, deliver some prizes from my wife's charity bingo tombola raffle night on Friday evening. Some of the people who bought raffle tickets but didn't come to the event, but that's normal, of course. My wife contacted yesterday and with various arrangements over the next 2 or 3 days to get things either picked up from the house or we'll deliver them. So I'd actually have preferred to have gone to the vigil mass last night and had a long lie this morning, but yes. She said to me last night just before bed, and I mentioned the fact that we'd be doing better going to the vigil mass last night. Having a long lie. You know what she said to me? She said, "You'll thank me for it in the morning." Well, I can't. No, I don't. Unless she's got something else planned, I can't thank her at the moment. All I want to do is go back to bed. I won't talk about her charity night. I'll do that in a separate video. Probably. Maybe. Might. But this morning I'm feeling okay. I'm just feeling tired. Tired. Even a long hot soak below the shower, an extra long soak, hasn't stopped me from feeling tired. All it's done is make me feel cleaner. It's very quiet this morning, of course. Sunday morning, 8 a.m. I shouldn't have said that. Oh, hell, heck, will break loose. I was almost said. Yeah, it's on a Sunday. Yeah. But it's a... Don't know what the day will bring. What will the day bring? Yes. Who knows? It's another great certainty in life. Like, the greatest certainty in life is you're going to die. But another great certainty is when you get up in the morning, you have absolutely no idea what the day will bring. Which is a good thing. Because we just plan around things that we didn't like and plan for things that we did like. It would be like Groundhog Day, you know that movie? If you knew what was coming. Oh. No, that's not a good idea. It's not a good idea. Well, I'm going back in now. I've had enough of myself. I'm going in to, if I've got time, prepare the stove for coming back from Mass.